Let me bring everyone up to date. This is the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force, and on the call we have Janice Lane Ewart, we have Steve Pride, Mark Torres has requested an excused absence, we have Serene Roberts, Brian Shazer, Teresa Allen, and William Heerwagon. Is there anyone else on the call? Okay. We have approved the agenda tonight, and we are now discussing the minutes of our last meeting, which was July 21st, and Serene Roberts has proposed that we postpone approving these minutes. There were two corrections that were mailed in or emailed in by Adriana Casanave, and the first one has to do with her personal corrections to something that was said at the July 21st meeting. I'm going to suggest that someone might want to move that it would not be appropriate to add some comments after the minutes into the minutes. So I'm going to call that item out of order. The first request. Okay, you have a point.
It's very hard to hear when people are talking on top of each other from the secretary's perspective. And I just like to ask that you try to be cognizant of what I'm trying to do and ask you not to do that.
Thank you, Janice. So the chair has called the first item out of order to be put into the minutes. Go ahead, Serene Roberts.
My point of order is that when a member proposes an amendment to minutes, it is not an accusation. It should not be treated as an accusation. Mm-hmm. I can't tell people how to experience it, but I can tell them whether or not it's productive to respond to it defensively. And if the person making the amendment is not here to explain what they're trying to say, I don't think it's a good use of the committee's time. I don't know whether it's actually inappropriate to even discuss it. I just don't think it's a good use of time.
Mm-hmm.
So my point of order would be that we postpone discussing amendments to the minutes until the persons making the amendments are present.
Yeah, William for the stack.
And then Janice for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Yeah, I think Serene already made a motion to that effect, that we're postponing the minutes until the next meeting. So
okay.
We shouldn't even be discussing it now. We should vote that up or down.
Okay. And if she wants to postpone, we can discuss that, right? I think we should be able to discuss postponing. Yes or no?
The actual postponement, not what's the contents of the minutes.
Okay. All right. Janice Lane Ewart, do you want to discuss the motion to postpone approval of minutes?
I'd like to approve the postponement of the meeting minutes until a subsequent meeting where the member who is proposing a revision is present.
I guess we're going to vote on this, but I would like to say something before we do that. I'm opposed to postponing this purely because the person is not present. Otherwise, I could send an email in to postpone minutes and just not go to the meeting and just totally tie everybody up. I think that if you really expect your corrections to be taken seriously, that you should be on the call, and I hate to postpone
point of
it
order.
Just
point of
person.
Order.
Yes?
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you're speaking to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, if you don't say my name, I can't be sure.
Okay.
I think it is inappropriate of you, as chair or as a member of the committee, to ascribe motives such as spending minutes send in corrections and then not show up to stall the committee. I think that's an inappropriate comment to make at any time. And secondly, it is not as though this happens at every meeting. She made, I believe she sent in two corrections. She's mm-hmm. not here. We've now spent close to 10 minutes mm-hmm. discussing, debating, defending. Let's move on. We have business to do.
Okay. So I hear your point of order, but I think that as a member of the committee, since it doesn't take even a second to move something in this committee, I would like to respond that it could be cumbersome if a person makes corrections to the minutes and you not approve the minutes purely because the person is not on the call. I think you should be able to discuss whether something should be added to the minutes or not added to the minutes, or a correction should be made purely on the merits of the request. And that's what I thought that I ultimately wanted to discuss. But I will let this go to the vote of the committee. So we have a motion on the floor to postpone the approval of the minutes of July 21st. Janice Lane Ewart, yes or no?
Yes.
To postpone. Yes, to postpone. All right. Steve Pride?
No.
No. All right. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Yes, thank you. Brian, no. Let's... I would say... No. I would say it's probably better that our staff not vote if you want to abstain, or if you feel that you should vote, go for it, Brian.
No, I don't think I should vote.
Okay. And William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, William. Okay, and I will say no. Okay, the motion is passes of 3 yes to 2 no. All righty. So, now the next item on the agenda I lost it.
The next item on the agenda is the next item on the revised agenda is to read an update from Mark Torres, who
All right.
was unable to attend the meeting tonight, and ask
okay.
that this item be read.
All right, go for it. Thank you.
Yeah, excuse me, William.
Sorry,
I have a point of something.
Go ahead, William.
Okay, I don't know when Otis actually started recording. I just wanted to say, hear, I agree, hurrah, to Brian DeShazer pointing out that it's a service organization and this $947,000 figure, whoever came up with it, is probably just some kind of bookkeeping error, or if it's not, then somebody doesn't know what the Pacifica structure is in regard to the Pacifica Radio Archives. They are a service organization. They're not supposed to raise money, even though now we've got them supposedly raising money sometimes. And they were going to have to do budget cuts if they didn't raise money. So I don't particularly agree with that, but that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, William. Serene, do you have something to say before we read this?
I would say since we have the... Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would say since we voted not to discuss the minutes, that the section of Mark's letter that deals with the minutes should not be read into the record.
I was not planning to read that section, Serene.
Great.
May I say something as chair?
Yes?
I think... because we have, okay, well, there's been a pretty serious accusation made that someone once put in the minutes and by a fluke.
We have
We're not at that section, Teresa. We are now at the section where Mark Torres has asked that there be a statement read into the record for the meeting, and it is not related to the last point that we've just described, which are the minutes from the last meeting. This is a separate item.
But I want to address this point.
I have a point of order. I have a point of order.
Okay. What is your point, Serene?
It is inappropriate of you to use the word, what did you say, accusation?
Why is she?
We just went through that and decided that was not the way any member of the committee, far more a chair of the committee, should be referring to another member's comment. And that's what they are, comments.
Okay, the one of the members of the committee, or the task force, has made a comment, and it sounds to me as if there is some, you're requesting that something that one of the other members once put into the, once read, you're requesting that it not be read, but you don't want it discussed. You want...
Okay, you know, there's a lot of confusion on this call. We decided we're not going to address the minutes. Therefore, Mark...
We're not going to approve the minutes.
When Mark wrote this note, he did not know that we were not going to address the minutes. Since we have since decided not to address the minutes tonight, why would we include a statement about the minutes? His statement isn't going anywhere. We can raise it when we get to discussing the minutes at the next meeting. Why do you keep returning, you know, with a negative tone about somebody else's comment?
I'm sorry if you feel that my tone is negative.
No, but we have voted on it. It is dead for tonight. We're not dealing with minutes. Move on.
Okay, Madam Secretary, I hope that at the next meeting you'll make sure that we cover this point.
I will send the minutes from tonight's meeting, which captures the points of discussion and also the record of postponing the meeting minutes approval.
Mm-hmm.
And I will now read with the approval of everyone on the call the section that Mark Torres asked to have shared with all of us,
all right,
so that we can then move on to the remaining agenda items.
All right. Thank you, Janice. Go for it. Go ahead.
On Tuesday, August 18th, Mark Torres, via email Radio Archives Task Force, says the following, and please note, I will read it, and I have also copied it into the body of tonight's minutes. It says, I, Mark Torres, implore the task force to help guide the Pacifica Radio Archives into a safe financial position and hear from the Pacifica Radio Archives representatives what day-to-day challenges are to keep the unique people's history of Pacifica safe for the general public and future generations. I implore the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force to embrace the archives as an important national unit that supports our mission to preserve our priceless history and audio collection and provide support to all of the Pacifica stations in need of accessing this history. Our best chance of creating a new and necessary revenue stream to help us meet our budget demands now in the future is to expand our campus campaign into the school systems. We have demonstrated over the past 6 years how placing our recordings into just a few classrooms can bring in thousands of dollars to help us continue our work. If the task force can please help us expand this campus campaign by reaching out to academics in your listening area for the new school year, we can distance ourselves from on-air fundraising in these difficult financial times. Thank you, Mark Torres, Operation Director and Senior Producer, Pacifica Radio Archives.
All righty. anybody have any comments to what was just read? Okay, hearing none, I'm sure we'll probably just be discussing some aspects of that during the director's report. Go ahead, Brian DeShazer.
Hello. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can all hear you, Serene.
Oh,
loud and clear.
I was waiting for the chair to if the chair would acknowledge me, I won't keep asking. I'm working on a motion. Essentially, I'm suggesting that a part be played, not just relying on the task force members, because I know I started compiling a list of people at the station who are involved in college education, and I still haven't finished it. So I don't know if the other task force members have been sending things in, but I actually think we should put that on the air, a card saying, if you're a teacher or, you know, on any level, the archives has materials that will bring history to life for your, alive for your station, for your students, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to work on that motion, but I'll send it probably by the time Brian's done. If you talk slowly, Brian.
Serene, may
yes.
I address you, Serene? I think a motion would be great. I would also suggest that I note to the minutes the suggestion that you're making. Given the small amount of people on tonight's call, you could give yourself, I believe, more time in crafting a motion and bringing it forward at the next meeting, where we may have greater attendance, which may also lead to greater positive discussion about the motion.
Well,
that is a suggestion.
I appreciate it. I don't know where I'll be in September when you guys are meeting. You know, my schedule's a little erratic. So I will just send this tonight, and, you know, we'll send it up to the universe and see what happens.
Okay. Brian, go ahead and,
yes.
and give your report. Thank you very much, everybody.
Great. Yeah, thanks for that. The audio card for the stations is a great idea. I honestly don't remember if we thought of that or we thought about it and just tabled it because everybody was in fun drives. Because we do cards for the fun drives when they're fun drive. So I'll put something together and bring it up with the group call on Thursday. Quincy's in charge of programming while John's gone, so I'll send him a draft and see what he thinks about it and go from there and get a jump on at least that level of it. And then if it needs a full motion to get it done, we'll have already started the wheels rolling with Serene's motion. So all good, and we'll duplicate our efforts. So for my report, of course, there's a lot that's going on at Pacifica from national office on down to station levels with critical staff being either dismissed or resigning or budget cuts through staffing at the station at KPFK. But the archives is, you know, maintaining our focus on the National Archives grant, the Women's Project, which the funding ends September 30th. But we have 90 days after that to continue the cataloging, complete that, and then work with our partners at the Internet Archive, UC Berkeley, the Online Archive of California, and the California Digital Library, who are our partners. They receive our metadata, meaning all the description and all the fields information, plus the audio streaming file. And through those partners, it gets uploaded, stored, and then streamed for the public so that we have links to create a web page at the archives website, and so that the links would be publicly accessible for scholars through the finding aid, which is a very technical term in the archive world. But that's when scholars go to the National Archives to research a subject, they'll find our collection when they search feminism or second wave of feminism or women's rights or any single name of anybody in our 2000 recordings. So it's pretty extraordinary. But in that finding aid, it helps them find us, obviously. That's why it's called a finding aid. It also will have item-level links to each and every recording. Other kinds of finding aids don't have that because one that's not
I'm sorry, Brian. Are you saying finding, F-I-N-D-I-N-G, finding aid?
Correct. So people can find the items that they're looking for, the information they're looking for. So without getting into more detail about that, we've got a lot more work to do to make sure that the project is completed, delivered, and we have to give time to our partners to be able to deliver it back. So it's going well. We are actually seeing usage of the materials, both as being requested by individuals, being used by programmers, researchers, and broadcasters, and for licensing in new projects. There is a event in San Francisco celebrating the Women's Project, and it will be a fundraising event. And here's something that we can pass on to the KPFA helpers. The Wattis Center, the Wattis Center for Contemporary Design. I think that's the Wattis Institute for Contemporary Design. In San Francisco is hosting a benefit concert of a performance art piece called KPFK Men on the Line. A performance artist who's very famous is being honored for the month at the Wattis Center, and there'll be a benefit performance and a special reception for the archive. So we'll be looking for everything from a sponsor who can help do a signature cocktail for the event to getting KPFA station to help promote it and get tickets sold, et cetera, and also a sponsor. So that is the Women's Project completion, sending into an event. The campus campaign, we actually are getting some feedback starting now that teachers are getting back into the idea of setting up for the new semester. We are seeing some professors who are responding to our personal emails, finally seeing the email and responding, and are looking forward to forwarding it to their colleagues. So I think we've planted the seeds. It's just a matter of forging on, continuing on, and doing another round of emails and another round of, or starting a round of phone calls, and really pushing and marketing that project. We will be, as you might have seen the reports, we worked very hard with the Watt Rebellion 50th anniversary, both in creating new premiums for the stations which are being used now, the DVD of the concert of the 50th anniversary in Los Angeles the archives, Mark Torres and I have been working for over a year with the grand performances to include our material into the concert concept. And now on the back end, we have the releases from all the musicians for permissions as an exclusive that the Watts Concert DVD can be a premium for Pacifica Station and affiliates as well. And we'll be pushing it to the affiliates as soon as we have the as soon as we get around to it tomorrow and we can send the email out. But right now we're working directly with WPFW, who's in Fund Drive, and KPFK, who's in Fund Drive. Democracy Now, they have it, and although I don't think that they broadcast any of it, because they were broadcasting from Venice, they will be pitching it as a premium on Pacifica Station. You will see on the front page of PacificaRadioArchives.org, blank on blank, PBS Digital Studios did the second short film of a Dustin Hoffman interview. We just got word today that they are doing the next one using an archives piece from Pacifica on the 1970 interview with Kurt Vonnegut. And that should be very popular and get us another level of promotion and publicity. And I think for fundraising, in terms of funding, we've actually our projection is that as long as the stations can pay their central services, and we're working directly with three stations to do, you know, one-day fundraiser or an average of their extra emergency fundraiser, we can fund our payroll through this year without making cuts and make sure that the project is completed for the National Archives until we get to our own fundraiser in November, which is the week before Thanksgiving. And then we're working on producing some special broadcasts that should increase our projection from last year. Last year we only did $75,000 in a two-day broadcast when our goal was $200,000. So it was, I think we kicked it at $150,000. So it was like a 50% return. However, the rest of the year we've worked to raise the money to fill that gap up, which is why we think we can survive with just a little bit of bump, which is about $14,000 on the end of September, and then the payroll and expenses between that and December. Actually, we started getting money into our bank November 20th. So it looks like we can make it. And then when John Profit returns, we should really sit down and look at the next year's budget in terms of how much money is there that the foundation can reasonably afford to provide for the archives, for central services. What actually do we need? How much can we get from these other revenue streams that's projectable? And then we can start looking at that unfortunate idea of cutting staff or cutting expenses and going from there on in terms of what the foundation needs. And that should be a wrap-up of my report.
I have three questions probably, Brian.
Okay.
I didn't understand the word that you said, the Wattett Center.
Yes, it's Wattis.
Okay. And what is the date of that fundraiser?
October 30th.
Thank you. And it's
at the Brava, B-R-A-V-A Theater.
Yeah. Okay. And
which is I'm in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have we got the date of the archives fundraiser?
It's always the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I haven't looked at my November calendar yet, and we actually had to talk it to the station managers and program directors to get them to sort of pencil it in their calendars that those days are reserved for us. So we haven't had that conversation yet, but that's a semi-plan, is the week before Thanksgiving. And right now I'm actually looking at requesting a three-day broadcast, if indeed, and not a full-on preemption. We have to keep the world going at some point. But there might be some other options to be able to raise the kind of money that we need and have some flexibility in terms of how long the fund drive goes. When you're preempting the station's regular programming, 24 hours, 48 hours or a two-day preemption is really beyond, for me, it's beyond the maximum, because, you know, there's news that happens, there's programs that people expect to hear, the voices that they, you know, need to hear on a daily basis. So I actually do understand that part of the programming deliverable, but I think that there's another way to go about it, so that, you know, on that second day at the 6 o'clock hour when the bell rings, you know, we don't have the flexibility that the stations do to be able to make up that shortfall. So I'm hoping that the stations will be amenable to some different options. One of the challenges...
I would like to discuss at some point, and I don't know whether you want to discuss it at our next meeting or not, but maybe that's a good idea, to what we could do to do some advance work, especially
mm-hmm.
with this committee, that could improve the chances of of the success, that we wouldn't have to take it into 3 days. We can do it by, like, recruiting people with challenges in advance, sending out something and telling people that they can put their name, we could put their name in for a drawing if they pledge money before the fund drive, before the fundraiser.
Got it.
I have some ideas, and we can discuss that in this meeting, or we can schedule another separate meeting.
Teresa, this is Janice. I would suggest that we add it as a full-blown agenda item at an upcoming meeting, and given that the agenda would be sent out with enough advance notice for people to come prepared with suggestions, we would likely have better success in the full range of ideas that this great creative group could bring to the table.
Okay, then I'd like you to put an action item in the minutes that we are asking, we're going to discuss this at our next meeting, and we're asking all members of the task force to come up with ideas of how we as a task force can personally help with the archives fundraiser, and specifically how we can raise money in some advance, somehow leverage money so we have actually less on-air time fundraising. Maybe we need money in advance.
Good. We would love to be able to reduce it down to 1 day if at all possible, but I don't know that we could do that this year. But I love, the key really is in the promotions. When we really did do $280,000 in 2 days, one year we did $180,000 in 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are actually over even at the station level on a good day. So I'm not trying to dream beyond reality, but I think, the key for the archives is that it is special programming. It is really powerful and very suggestive in terms of fundraising, but it really is about the promotion. Those days when we had those big numbers were when we did the work so far ahead of time, we knew what the schedule was, so where we could get a press release out and actually get an article in the Washington Post and get an article in the New York Daily News and get an article in the Pasadena Times. Week in advance of the broadcast, where people actually scheduled their time to listen to the Rare Malcolm X. Whereas now it's just sort of clearly like yesterday you had a fun drive, today you have a fun drive, tomorrow you're going to have a fun drive for the archives, and then back to another fun drive. So if we use them promotions, and if we can come up with those creative ways, I think we can get a big gain on the money. One of my ideas, actually, while you were bringing up opening up the brain, Teresa, was the campus campaign, and can we produce ahead of time a part of the broadcast that classrooms can broadcast live on the radio as an actual curriculum approved, professor led, narrated, class assignment or a lecture? Yeah, I guess that's in, or a teach-in. Ah, that's the one. A national teach-in where we can get how many classrooms across America can broadcast noon on Tuesday, simulcast across the board. If we can get that press release out, the newspapers to say, hey, we're looking for this broadcast to be put out, then maybe we can, get some legs there. So that's my idea, and I'll work on it articulate for the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, William, with a question or a point of information for Brian.
Go ahead, William.
Brian, to help me think about things that we might be able to do to help, do you have in your head any idea of how much money was raised over a 24-hour period, meaning like an hour by hour or part of the day by part of the day? Like at night, do we not raise much, or is there nothing like that?
Yeah, during the night hours, we don't raise much at all. And I can't say why, other than the night people aren't the same kind of fundraisers. Some stations don't do fundraising in the middle of the night. KPFA does not do overnight fundraising. At least last time I checked in with them, they didn't. They might do it now. Overnight doesn't get us much money.
Okay, thank you.
The hot hours and the slow hours.
Thank you.
This is Jet. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, William.
No, I'm done. I just said thank you.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I think that this is something that we could explore more in depth at the next meeting. The comments about what happens at night are often also related to what, in my opinion, what specific content would be chosen from the archives to play overnight. A talk piece is not going to stir up hardly any funds, whereas the concert that you just noted earlier in tonight's meeting, the watch concert, which is heavy on music, would have greater potential for greater fundraising than something else. So I do appreciate that we are going to come back to a subsequent meeting, learning what we've learned tonight, and each of us being responsible for having, if not one, at least two ideas or suggestions that we can share with the staff and the rest of the task force.
Great, Janice. Thank you.
All right. So we'll put that on. Maybe if we can do it right after your brief report at the next meeting, I'll put that on the agenda.
I noted the word brief.
Okay. And thank you, Brian. And is there a title for this pledge drive coming up in November? Is there a title for it?
No, I guess we will be focusing on the launch of the Women's Project. I mean, that should be up and available for everybody to listen to, and pulling out these new discoveries, incredible, incredible material we've been listening to that we have not presented yet.
Maybe we can also encourage people to send you suggestions for the title of that fundraiser. Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been thinking about, one option, Ms. Serene, you're still on the phone, I hope, is doing not a simulcast where everybody gets the same thing, but actually doing them station by station. Sometimes we sort of lose the station's audience because it's not about them, particularly Texas, where there's not a lot of material from Texas. So we don't mention Texas a lot or mention how important the material is to Texas audiences. So I think that we lose a lot of listenership because we just aren't able to focus on the demographic and the geography and the neighborhoods and the boroughs. So we actually worked with, we worked for a couple of days to do a special WBAI broadcast, which you might have mentioned Serene a minute ago. That we were going to do a day-long broadcast for the archives, and we were producing a WBAI-specific archive show and premium. Basically, WBAI-specific recordings and looking at how WBAI contributed to the big picture. Not necessarily without regard to the other stations, but, on its own, and that would be a gift for the WBAI listeners. A WBAI premium is not going to play across the nation. Same thing with each and every station. But I think we can do that. We've been discovering a lot of stuff from WPFW, and we've been learning about the styles of each station. What plays on WPFW doesn't play at KPFA. We know this from decades. But sometimes the same is played for the archives and what we select in terms of programming, and Janice is right. What you play at certain hours for a certain audience.
Okay. Brian, I want at this point to kind of get you back into the structure of your report because we may have gotten off on a tangent. But I want to make sure that you systematically go through your report so you cover everything that you wanted to tell us.
No, I was done my report.
We're done.
Totally done. Okay, then I have two more things that I'm going to ask at this point if anybody has any questions for Brian.
Can I finish my sentence and point of that last?
Sure, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I have to finish it.
I'm sorry, Brian. Are you continuing with your report?
No, it's like continuing with my answer to something. But it's just the 3-hour difference during a simulcast makes it hard to deliver programming to a specific audience. 10 a.m. in L.A., they want music. In New York at the same time, it's a public affairs program. So doing it separately might help that, and that's one of the options, and that'll stop. There, now I'm stopped.
I'm going to do my three things here. It's now three. I'm going to respond to that. May I say something, Serene?
I believe before Brian's report, I said I had a motion, and I've sent the motion. So you can put yourself on the stack after me, but I believe I asked to speak after Brian.
Sorry, Serene. I don't think everybody knows that the motion was sent. So
I did say I would have it ready when Brian was done, and Brian is done.
Okay, I'm just wanting to remind you we're on a stream, and where particularly I'm in a different screen on my computer. I don't know that the motion has arrived so that I can fold it into the minutes, and it's helpful to be descriptive in this instance.
Well, that's okay, Serene. I appreciate you interrupting me to make sure that we get on task with what you want to do, but I haven't received your motion yet, and I did press send and receive. So,
well, I haven't received your agenda from the start of the meeting, but that's okay. I mean, it's fine if you want to jump the stack, but you are jumping the stack because I did ask to present it after Brian. But, you know, you're the chair.
Okay. I just received mine.
Yes, it was sent 17 minutes ago.
But let's stop everything else and let's discuss Serene's Robert's motion now. Okay, let's stop everything else.
Lisa, you are a very personalized woman. You know that? That's like entirely inappropriate.
I'm trying to accommodate you, Serene.
Janice, I don't need you to accommodate me. I need you to be fair. We have a stack. Chairs put themselves on the stack. I asked to present them. I spoke before Brian did in response to what Mark had written.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Excuse
me.
Pardon
me. Pardon me. You're out of order. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, you're out of order.
Excuse me.
You're out of order.
An extended lecture of me isn't going to help the situation.
You're out of order. But if you're the chair and you want to jump the stack, go ahead and jump the stack. I can't stop you.
Well, I didn't start the stack. You created your own stack.
Excuse me, I spoke after Mark. You said, were there comments? I spoke after Mark, and I said I would have a motion when Brian was done.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's stop everything else, and let Serene lecture me a little bit more. Do you have anything else you want to say?
You are so full of privilege, you know that? This is the same madness you tried in Los Angeles. It was inappropriate then. It is inappropriate now. I asked to be on the stack. I sent my motion. If you want to speak instead, because you jump in and interrupt everything anyway, that's how you chair and that's how you take notes, then do that. But call it for what it is. Let's give Serene the floor because she's demanding it. That's ridiculous. Come on.
All of it is ridiculous.
Madam Secretary, Serene, is there anything else? All right.
I don't think there's anything else I can say to help you, no.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you had to say?
I said I don't think there's anything else I can say to help you.
Okay, I didn't ask for help, but that's okay.
No.
All right. Serene has a motion. Okay, is there anything else you want to lecture me about?
Teresa?
Teresa,
I don't know why you insist on making everything personal. This is not about
the point.
This is about how a meeting is chaired.
God in heaven.
Okay. We have an item here that Serene has proposed, and I have received it. I don't know whether you have received it. It says that a cart be prepared and distributed to Pacifica and affiliate stations promoting, to instructors, the PRA campus campaign and its ability to bring history to life. And then you had something else you wanted to say that's not part of the motion. Do you want to bring that up, Serene?
Isn't it part of the email? I'm no longer in front of my computer. You can simply read it as you read the previous.
Okay, it says something here, not part of the motion, something like, let your students explore history through both the famous and the little-known voices of those who made history by challenging and changing the way we lived and the way we loved. The Pacifica Radio Archives, and then it has the website, the soundtrack of our movements, .. So the motion is that a cart be prepared and distributed to Pacifica and affiliate stations promoting to instructors, the PRA campus campaign and its ability to bring history to life. And
I second the motion.
Okay.
I've been reminded that in a committee structure, there's no need for a second.
I'm not worried about that. Is there any discussion of this motion?
I do have a question, Steve Price. When it says be prepared, who are we moving to prepare this?
Serene?
Brian or someone at the archives. That way, if it's you can ask the stations to do it themselves.
We're moving that Brian go and do something that he might have had the choice to do himself. I'm confused by this. We're telling him to do this?
What is your question?
Are we telling Brian to do this? I don't understand why we're moving for him to do something like this. This would be something he does normally to promote. A decision he would make.
Okay.
Why are we moving to tell him to go and do this?
Thank you, Steve. Brian,
for me the clarification is, are we, yes, I will make the promo cards anyway, and send them out. So the motion is either, asking the stations to air them.
Yeah.
It's not asking me to make them, because I'll make them. No. Yeah. It's a matter of, are you asking or making or mandating the stations to air them, or are you passing the motion to encourage them to air them? That's the question, I guess, which is the clarification of the motion.
It needs clarification.
Madam Chair.
Wait a minute. One at a time. Steve, what were you saying?
I'm saying that is not what it says. This is, if it's about making them air it, it's a whole different motion.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Serene? I'm sorry. Serene was next.
Actually, I wasn't speaking. I heard other voices. Go ahead.
Okay. Was that Janice?
Yes.
Okay.
Based on what I've just heard, the motion proposed by Serene might be changed to say, a cart prepared by PRA staff be distributed to Pacifica and affiliate stations for the purpose of promoting to area instructors the PRA campus campaign and its ability to bring history to life.
Brian or Steve, did you have any thoughts?
I am still not seeing why that this is a directive, which I think it should be, for something to be aired. We're saying, okay, now we're giving this to you if you want to air it. We've changed it that much, but what is this accomplished? What is this?
May I put myself on the stack?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Madam Chair. I'm wondering why you would respond when the motion and the intent of the motion would be likely addressed by the person who made the motion.
I'm sorry?
The question that Steve has just asked is what is this? What's the purpose of this? And I'm not understanding why Serene isn't being asked to respond since it's her motion.
All right. Go ahead, Serene, and then I'd like to be on the stack.
Well, I'm not entirely clear, honestly, what the objection is to the motion. You know, we could bring it through the programming committee and then have it go to the PNB, to go to the ED, to go to the GMs, and we can take 2 months to do that. Or, as Brian said, you know, they do this weekly call. He can say, guys, you know, we came up with this idea of doing a cart. Will you play it?
All right. I think this is Brian. I think this everybody wants to help, and I think everybody's intentions are good. I think the motion should be, you know, we, the Archives Task Force of the Board, know that Brian is creating this wonderful cart promoting the wonderful campus campaign. We request that you consider airing this. Encourage you to consider airing it. However, you know, politely and politically correct you do it. But it'd be nice for them to know that we have your support in promoting our project. We're not at this mandate level because nobody said no yet. So no sense in forcing it down their throat. But I appreciate your intention, Serene, of wanting the stations to help promote us. So does that make sense? But you guys as a team, as a support member of the governance, are encouraging the stations to consider the promo card.
I think it's a vast improvement.
That's what motions are there for, to be amended by other members of the body. I mean, not everything has to be a fight in Pacifica, people.
So could someone please revise the motion as suggested and send it back so that it can be added to the minutes?
Okay, so it was Brian DeShazer that changed it. I would like to say something. My idea was that, yes, Brian already meets with the staff on a weekly basis, and I'm assuming that if we, if Brian wants to do this card, if he thinks it would be helpful, that we need buy-in from the program directors, or the general managers to air it. And Brian, you let us know what we can do to help you. And I guess that's what we need to put in the motion.
Okay. I will, you know, tomorrow I'll get to my computer and I'll revise the motion and send it to everybody here. And then let Serene, I don't know the process, but I think it's then Serene looks at it and then accepts the amendment and then you go forward.
No,
whatever,
what I
just
think,
I'll write down my language and write and email somebody.
No, I think we need to do the motion right now then. I'm at a computer, I'll write it if you want to say it again.
Okay. We, the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force, encourage you, the Pacifica stations,
And affiliates.
Thank you, Janice. To consider airing the attached audio cart promoting the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign, bringing historic audio into the classroom. That part, I don't remember how you phrased it, Serene, but I actually like the way you phrased it better.
Okay.
History to life.
I'm no longer in front of the computer. Sorry.
Yeah. Take whatever she said good and put it in what I said. There.
Okay, and its ability to bring history to life.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
I typed it as well, Teresa.
Okay, good.
Okay, we, the Pacifica Archives Task Force, encourage you, comma, the Pacifica stations and affiliates to, to consider airing the attached audio card promoting the Pacifica Radio Archive campus campaign, and then something.
And then the last part, and its ability to bring history to life.
And its ability to bring history to life?
Yes.
Promoting the Pacifica Radio Archive campus campaign, which has the which has the ability to bring history to life,
and its ability.
And
so you're
its
promoting
ability.
Its ability to bring history to life.
It doesn't have to be grammatically correct, Teresa.
Okay.
I think it's fine like this.
And you don't want to say anything about bringing historic audio into the classroom.
Isn't that assumed under the word campus campaign?
No problem. All right, so so the motion as it's been read is, we, the Pacifica Archives Task Force, encourage you, the Pacifica stations and affiliates, to consider airing the attached audio cart promoting the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign and its ability to bring history to life.
Can you say of the Pacifica National Board after we, the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force? Because you could be a task force from anywhere. So to say,
of the Pacifica
National Board of Directors, or however you say it.
National Board. Okay.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
I'm not sure we intend to actually send an email or something to all the stations and affiliates, so I would just eliminate the word you, Say, we encourage the stations and the affiliates.
Does anybody have any objection to that?
Nope.
No.
All right. We encourage the Pacifica Radio, the Pacifica stations and affiliates to consider. All right. Is there any? Okay. We, the Pacifica Archives Task Force of the Pacifica National Board, encourage the Pacifica stations and affiliates to consider airing the attached audio card promoting Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign and its ability to bring history to life. Is there any objection to that?
Point of information?
Go ahead, William.
Do we have to, or do we intend to send this to the Pacifica National Board for them to agree with us, or we're just going to think that we can do it?
I think we're just going to, I'm going to say.
You're just encouraging, you're not mandating.
This is not an action that requires financial hard cash resources. It is an action supporting the current Radio Archives Division. And frankly, I don't see a governance issue noted within this motion.
Mm-hmm.
This is Serene. Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I was trying to get the floor. Let me know when I'm recognized, please.
Are you finished, Janice?
Of course.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so two things. I don't know that a committee can direct, and I know we're not ordering, we're strongly urging, but I still think it would be useful to at least present the motion to the PNB. Not before it's acted on, Brian can informally say to his fellow unit heads, this is what we did on Tuesday night. And we can still send it through the PNB, because I think the practice of having various task force and committees processing their work through the PNB, because in fact we come from the PNB, is a good idea. It keeps things orderly. And I would urge Brian that I don't know if Ursula is ever on these calls with you guys. You folks, not all guys.
Yes, she is.
Okay, great. Because that's your affiliate hookup. Okay, thanks.
All right, so Janice, as secretary, can you just send this to the national board and state that we pass this without objection.
I will do that. I do want to say for the record that sending it to the board as an point of information, I believe, is useful. Sending it to the board for it to be approved is problematic for me because it has a great because it has the potential of being voted down, which is not what we are intending in this action. And so, for the record, I must note that I'm not in agreement with doing it this way. However, I understand the level of protocol that Serene is suggesting take place.
Well, I don't think Serene is suggesting that. I think, in fact, we ought to tell them we're not expecting the national board to vote on this. We just want you to be aware that we support this step. So, if you don't mind, you might make it clear that this is not a resolution that we expect the PNB to vote on.
Yes, I got that.
Okay, and then Brian can take that to his staff meeting, saying that we think that a cart would be useful if he feels that it might be useful, and I hope we hear it sometime very soon. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making it, actually.
Good. Does anybody else have any items for Brian?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry, I lost that.
I just asked if anybody else had anything for you. Okay.
If not, the next item is to confirm the next meeting date.
Well, I had two items, and I should have written them down in advance.
I'm reading directly from the agenda.
I know. I know. I wanted to mention that the resolution that we passed, I think in May, still has not come up for a vote for the PNB. And at this point, I was going to suggest that perhaps we might want to discuss just asking the, since it's only a small amount of money that it would cost to do this, that we might want to just ask the executive director if he wants to see if he can make it happen. I know that KPFK already is doing it, so it doesn't cost KPFK anything. And I think, Brian, you said something to the effect it might cost about $500 if the stations don't have the equipment, but most of them probably already do.
Right, yeah. Mr. Prophet is very supportive of this, understanding that not even 5 years ago the issue was cost prohibitive because of the cost of digital storage. But now that's actually changed where it's very affordable. So he's not seeing any hurdles in, I won't say fast-tracking it. Certainly he didn't use it. I don't think Pacifica can use the term fast-tracking of anything, bless our hearts. We are working towards the goal of getting every station automatically recorded at the proper rate for rebroadcasting and redistribution, and particularly for the archives and the foundation, in terms of owning its own stuff at the bit rate and the quality, so that we can create product out of it. So we're working with Otis, we're working with John, we're in conversation with Michael Yoshida at KPFA. Mark Torres is doing some of the legwork with John Almella. WBAI and WPFW are a little harder technology-wise, but we're working on them. So thanks for that. The motion did help, I think. Even the knowledge of the motion helped, because John understood that it was coming on the table somewhere at the governance level, as well as just out of Brian's brain.
Some wheels are moving, and that helps. So thank you.
All right. So I guess the question is, do we need to ask that the ED just move this along or make it happen? You know, at our last meeting, Brian, we had an action item. And we suggested that perhaps you might want to write the process so there was continuity among the five different stations.
I think what we're going to get to is Mark is going to give me a report, an update on each station, because they're not going to be consistent. And then I'll give that to John for his response before I give it to you guys as a report back. Is the status of each station and what the goal and deadline might be. How's that? By the next meeting.
Okay.
By the next meeting, Brian will give you a status report on that.
All right. Can you put that in the minutes, Janice?
I'm sorry. There was a rehearsal on the other side of my wall, and I did hear the last part.
I'm sorry to simplify it for you. Brian will report that to the Archives Commit Task Force on the total recorders for each station.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right. So I have the Pacifica meeting schedule in front of me. And we're looking at September. Today is the third Tuesday in August. And when I look at September, we are scheduled for 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern on the 15th of September. Nothing else is scheduled for that day. So is there any problem with that, anybody?
September 15th?
15, 1-5.
Thank you.
All right. Does anybody want to move that we adjourn?
So moved.
I'll move that we adjourn. Let's adjourn, okay? Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So one thing. Otis, are you still there? Somebody should tell Otis where to begin the tape.